He died before he ever found the answer. He was on the trail. He thought that a family of grave robbers, there was a family of grave robbers near the Valley of the Kings, in the village right next to the Valley of the Kings is Gurna, a valley, a village that lives right next, and some of them live right above tombs of the Valley of the Kings. They had been tomb robbers for years, the Abdurrazul family. And he started questioning the Abdurrazul, but he died. Maspero died before he could figure it out. His successor went down, Mariette, and they questioned the Razul family. There were three brothers who were involved. And the brothers were tortured. I mean, this was the 1880s now, and they were not kind to Egyptians. And they were tortured, but they never revealed the secret under torture. Then, one of the brothers made a deal with the Antiquity Service. He said, I will show you where the tomb is. Mariette was out of the country, the director of antiquities, the new director, when this was going to be revealed. His assistant was sent to Thebes, and the Razul brothers took them up a cliff near the Valley of the Kings, very close to the Valley of the Kings, walked high up near Hatshepsut's Deir el-Bahari temple, and there was a shaft going down about 30 feet. A large shaft, maybe 10 feet by 10 feet. And they lowered the assistant down into the shaft. His name was Brugesh. Down into the shaft. And then there was a cavern going in, like a tomb in the Valley of the Kings. And when he saw what was on either side of the cavern, he didn't understand what he was looking at. He couldn't figure it out. It was packed with coffins. On either side, leading all the way to the back, and what he couldn't figure out, now this was an Egyptologist who could read hieroglyphs. He started reading the names on the coffins. This is where all the great kings of Egypt were buried. For example, Ramses the Great, a pharaoh of the 19th dynasty, he was there. Thutmose III, the nephew of Hatshepsut, for whom she was regent, he was there. There were kings and queens of all kinds of dynasties, of the 21st dynasty, of the 20th dynasty. It was as if in the same tomb you found George Washington buried with Abraham Lincoln, buried with Coolidge. It didn't make any sense. How did kings and queens of different periods come to be buried in this one tomb? He just couldn't figure it out. I'll tell you the answer. We do know now, no. We know. At some point in Egyptian history, we know exactly when, the 21st dynasty, Egypt had declined somewhat. Pharaohs were still buried in the Valley of the Kings, but Egypt had declined so much that they didn't have the guards always present in the Valley of the Kings, and widespread looting occurred. During the 21st dynasty, there was an inventory of the tombs. Officials were sent to inspect the tombs of the kings of Egypt to make sure they were intact. They had all been robbed. All been robbed. They had been robbed in the 20th dynasty. And later, Egyptologists found papyri, which are court records, where the tomb robbers are caught, punished, executed. And we know, yes, we entered the tomb of the august pharaoh. We did this, we did that. So what had happened in the 20th and 21st dynasty is that there was widespread looting in the Valley of the Kings. What to do? What to do? It was decided by the pharaoh that all the kings would be gathered, taken out of their tombs, and put in one tomb, one single secret tomb for safekeeping. And this is the tomb that was discovered in 1881. This is called the Deir el-Bahari cache because it's near Hatshepsut's temple at Deir el-Bahari. And this is how kings of different periods came to be buried together. These are the first bodies of pharaohs ever found. But Tutankhamun was not among them. Tutankhamun was still missing. And our story is about the discovery of Tutankhamun's tomb. Later, 1898, another tomb in the Valley of the Kings was discovered. The tomb of Amenhotep II. It was a strange excavation. The excavator was a little bit unstable, mentally unstable, And he literally went mad after opening the tomb. He went in at night. He had been excavating and excavating, and finally they opened the tomb late at night. He goes in with candles, and he's going through, and he sees mummies all over. And he's not sure exactly what he's looking at.